And the social life did sort of change to the pub, because there was things like, it was a quiz night, once a week it was quiz night.
Was that, do you know which one that was?
Like, oh, well, it was in the mall. strangely enough. At that time there were four hotels, because the Carmichael Hotel had been split into two. Part of it was called the Strathleen Hotel, part of it was still called the Carmichael Hotel. So the big building, it still is split into two, as you know, like the where the holiday flats are, that was the Strathleen Hotel.
Right, okay.
And the bit that's the Carmichael Hotel was the Carmichael Hotel. One of the owners, for some reason or other, sold half of it. So there was two hotels there, Strathleen Hotel, Carmichael Hotel. There was a Clappy Hotel, which is now just the Ardal Inn, but most of the old locals still are called Clappy. And there was the log cabin, the Edelweiss. Quiz was a big thing in the village for a while. It still is, I think. It started off in the Strathleen Hotel in the early 1990s. Richard, who owned the Strathleen Hotel, he decided to have a quiz night. He started it off, and it was very popular. And then Richard moved away, and the Carmichael Hotel next door took on the quiz night. So everybody, the quiz regulars, it was held on a Tuesday night.
The quiz
just moved to the next hotel. And it ran there for a few years, but the guy, he was in the Carmichael Hotel, went out of business. He went bankrupt, actually, and it closed down for a while. So the quiz moved down to Clappy, which was run at that time by Jim Mounsey. And Jim was a good mind host, made the quiz crowd very welcome. So I was there for a while, and then Clappy changed hands and became a Sithardal Inn, and it was felt that the new owners weren't quiz people, they were more sort of, they wanted more sort of restaurant, gastro pub, whatever. And the quiz moved up to Loch Carmen Hotel. So over the years, it was in the four hotels, but it was a very popular night. But there was other things. There was bingo, and the Carmichael Hotel used to have a bingo night. I don't know how illegal it was, because I don't suppose they had a gaming license or anything, but they had bingo night.
Right.
So Tuesday night was quiz night, I think it was Friday night was bingo, and everybody went, old and young. Some of them didn't drink, you know, some of the older ladies would go to the quiz, they would go to the bingo, they maybe just had a Coke or a pint of orange or something. Yeah. But it was a social, real sort of social thing. There was another night in the Carmichael Hotel, they had the draw night. All the regulars had a number. If you were in the pub on draw night, which couldn't have been a Tuesday or a Friday, it must have been a Wednesday, I think. There was a number drawn. If you were in the pub, you got £10. But if you weren't there, £10 was added, so next week it was 20 and
okay.
Rolled over. It was just a way of getting people into the pub.
Exactly.
But again, people was, you know, have to go out to the pub tonight, it's draw night. So there was quite a social life.
Quite a social life in the sort of
80s and 90s anyway, revolving around the pubs.
Right.
Didn't involve a lot of drunkenness or hooliganism or anything, but it was, it kind of shifted from the village hall and the church as well, I suppose, because a lot of it in the early days revolved around the church, you know, sort of women's guild and Sunday school and youth club and that. That all sort of died to death. The social life in the 80s and 90s sort of shifted from the village hall into the pubs. So I really enjoyed that sort of atmosphere.
Yes.
The whole sort of three generations of the village were there.
Yeah, exactly.
Having a bit of fun doing a quiz or playing bingo.
It was a good sense of humour.
It was pretty simple stuff, but it was good fun.
Yeah.